Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I am your host with the most and the biggest dick you'll ever meet, Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and not a dick, Miss Amanda.
I'm not a dick.
Say hey. Don't break off the script. Jeez Louise, man.
You don't have a script. Your phone is like all kinds of, it's tilted up versus down.
Okay. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Good day, eh? And welcome to day 12. This is an exciting fucking week, by the way. This is getting ready to kick off. This is Sunday night. For those of you listening, you'll be like, it's not Sunday, it's Thursday. Well, yeah. But in our world, it's Sunday. And this is an exciting week because when you're hearing this fucking shit, guess what will have started?
Crazy Summer Nights.
Woo! Crazy Summer Nights. Fuck yeah. Well, the party will be on. The party of the year. Party bitches of the summer. You know what? We're not Sturgis, but fuck it. We're damn close. So, yeah. So there you go. But before we get going on all of our shenanigans, whatnot, and otherwise, shall we have a word from our sponsors?
We shall.
Our paid sponsors, by the way. At that, and you know what? We've got a couple new ones tonight. So, well, actually, welcome back. We're excited because we love these guys.
So bad I want to sing, but I can't.
Yeah, you can. Just make sure you're always prefaced with not our lyrics.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, all right. That didn't sound like singing there, but
that was in reference to.
Gotcha. Okay. So, Smoking Meats Barbecue Treats. com. That's right. These are our good friends. Now, here's the deal. This is you stock up now for your favorite dry barbecue rub. Now, let me put this out to you. For those of you not locally, if you wanted to season beef, where would you go to do that? Would you go and get it from Maine? Would you go get it from California? Fuck no, you'd get it from cattle country. You'd get it from Nebraska. That's right. A Nebraska company. And what you need to go to is SmokinMeatsBarbecueTreats.com. They have Pineapple Paradise, Lemon Pepper, Orange Mango Habanero, and SBG. This is good. We've had it. Now, they're a sponsor of Crazy Summer Nights. They're going to be out at Crazy Summer Nights. You can get it. This is good shit. Check it out. So if you want the real deal, check it out. Now, send them when you place your order, send them an email and go, hey, Casba sent us. And so they know. So where it came from. Also, don't forget, here's the deal. Tits may sag, balls may droop. Mine droop to one side because I only have one. But if you read, it'll help keep your brain forever. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. We are going to be at their award show, contrary to what other people want. Fuck you. We'll be at their award show in September. And so you want to make sure you check it out. They're going to be announcing this week, the voting's over for the awards. So they're going to be announcing who the top five finalists were in each category. And then the winner won't be announced then. So we're holding our fingers crossed. And thank you for everybody that voted on that. So, now, I am a mature, responsible adult. And I got to tell you something. Here's the deal. I don't like to make fucking morons famous, but this case, I'm going to do it a little bit. So here's the thing. One of the things that we love is I have a whole file of hate mail. Right? Because we keep hate mail. So
got a couple this week.
We got a couple hate mail this week. Woo! But one in particular, this is, and I'll get this part in just a second here. The next people I want to talk about, this is special for the fuckstick that sent the hate mail. Okay?
Okay.
And because these guys are actually our good friends at Forbidden Omaha. So you check it out. They're an awesome club in Omaha. That's Forbidden-Omaha.com. Check them out. Sign up today. The best in-play lifestyle on-premise play site you can get to. So check them out. Now, side note, totally unrelated but completely related. FYI, if you're listening to our show and you want to send hate mail, rock on. But when you try to use an email that like you're trying to hide behind, just know in under 3 minutes, I knew who you are, where you live, where you fucking work, and who's with you. So, am I going to make you famous? No. But hey, here's a big one. Suck it.
Ooh,
anyways.
Wee.
Now, on with the show.
Oh, my God.
Fucking idiots. Like, if you're going to send us hate mail, at least man up and send us hate mail. Be like, Cole, you're a dick. And sign your fucking name to it.
Yeah, people don't have balls.
Yeah, I know. But it's more fun this way.
You have
but
more balls
secret.
And you only have half of it.
It's secret. No one will know.
Yeah, whatever.
Dumbasses. Anyways. Anyways, but check out all of our sponsors. They're super cool.
Tell me how you really feel.
Fucking morons. Guess what? Shit's getting crazy. You know what? It's the crazy truth. So that means we just tell it like it is. Love ya. Anyway, so moving right fucking along. That's right. Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, we record in front of our secret Facebook group, Kazba Inc. And so, don't tell the others. And so they interject as we go along. So hello to everybody that's listening. We got a bunch of them listening because they're getting excited. They already put it. Hello, is it Friday yet? People are damn ready for crazy summer nights this weekend. It is going to be fucking...
Mentally, I'm ready.
I'm not even mentally
physically
ready.
No,
not even fucking close.
Oh no, I'm ready to be in the car and headed that way.
Fuck yeah. Oh my god, yes.
Because you know, once you leave the city, you've left reality.
It's all good from there. I cannot fucking wait. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. This is gonna be off the hook. This thing's gonna be packed. Packed. Yes. If you go to the website of where Crazy Summer Night's going to be, and you look under this date, it says all spots filled. So it is a campground takeover.
Really?
Yep. So we are super jazzed about it. Clothing optional. There's going to be people naked. There's going to be people dressed. There's going to be MILF contests. We're excited about the MILF folks coming in from Pennsylvania, Delaware. All that far East away, Coast. East Coast. We've got people. Yeah, so we've got celebrities coming in. We've got Sunshine is coming in. Sex Talk with Sunshine. She's from Delaware. She's coming in. The Upside Down Pineapples are from Delaware. They're coming in. We have got In Bed with Nikki. She's going to be there as well. So we got shows coming in. People coming in from all over the place to party, chill, and hang out with us. We are going to have games. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have a poker walk. We're going to have a vow renewal.
Yeah,
that's gonna be pretty fucking cool. So yeah, it's pretty much I'm going out on a limb. It's gonna be fun. So and when you're naked and camping, who knows where the ticks will be. I'm just kidding. That's we'll have a nightly tick check. Everybody line up and check for ticks. Just saying.
In there, country song.
Huh? Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Checking.
Mm-hmm. Bug spray is an important thing. And wipes, because and make sure you bring your handy dandy wipes. Mm-hmm. So you don't get, you know, camping swamp ass. Just saying. It's all right. It'll be all good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fucking stupid good time. So we're pretty fucking excited about that. Just saying.
I'm more than giddy. I'm more than ready to get away.
Giddy. That's similar to kitty, but it's giddy. I've been sober for like a week. It's hell. Mm.
You were drinking last night.
But I didn't get drunk. I was sober. I was on adult supervision. So I got to go hang out, and we're going to talk about this, because I went and hung out last night. You were tired. You were spent. We'd had a long day, weddings and whatnot.
I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah. And so you crashed, and I went ahead and went and hung out at Forbidden last night. Mm-hmm. And we're going to actually talk about that, because it was really a cool, it was like an experiment, but it wasn't like unplanned. That made it more scientific. We didn't have an actual test rat. I was kind of the test rat.
You were the test rat.
I was the rat. You dirty rat. Anyway, so, but we're going to talk about that in a second too. But.
Rock on.
First, so, important things that happened over the course of this last week. You fucked up your boyfriend again. Typical. Yeah, whatever. Yep. And so, but Cole did. I think officially it's called dogging. That's what I can find on Twitter. Public sex. But I don't think we officially dog, because I think it's like when you meet somebody you don't know to fucking public is dogging. I think, if I'm not right, if somebody can correct me, but so I did a form thereof. Right, but the person that
I call it reverting back to a teenager.
Yeah, I went totally fucking high school right there. Yeah, because I last Sunday I went and after we recorded the show and I was starting to get
was
late.
Was it Sunday?
I'm pretty sure. I think so. Yeah. I think. Yeah, maybe. What?
I thought it was during the week.
Nope, I don't think so. Might have been Monday.
I have no idea.
I don't know. All I know it was midnight. It was one night. It was late, and I was.
It could have been Sunday.
I was texting somebody that we have hooked up multiple times in the past, and it's always have a great time. And they switched their jobs, so they used to have days off and work nights, and now it's reversed. And so they're trying to figure out kind of time to come over during lunch, and because I work from home, my office is, I have much more flexibility in my office. Anyways, I said, hey, why don't we just go to a parking lot and go fuck? And she was like, you serious? I'm like, yeah, let's just go. She's like, all right. So we went and
You couldn't have come back here. You wouldn't have woken me up where she left.
Not compared to the great outdoors. No, she's not necessarily loud, but we're both on the opposite of town. We met in the middle.
Okay.
So, and we went, there's a place where they like are saving beetles. Like it's like a grassy field. So they have like a little spot for where you can park, you know, to go look at this grassy field. Or what you can do is you can go fuck. And which is what we did. So yeah. So I woke you up at like 11:40. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go fuck blank in the parking lot. And you're like, okay. And then have fun. And then it was awesome because then when I came home, you were like, got up to pee or something. You're like, oh, hey, did you have a good time? Because I was on the phone with somebody else at that point in time. You're like, hey, did you have a good time? Like, yep, sure did. And you're like, okay. Yeah. So what a fun way to start the week. Something new, something different. This swinger shit. You can't help but just go, God, what we do rocks.
You just fucked in a car.
I know. But luckily, here's what's way, way, way better and way more important is that her car has third row and the seats lay down. My car does not. So luckily we took her car to the appropriate fucking location. Fucking location. Went to the fucking location. Went to the appropriate location. But you still, there's a degree of, you know, when I was driving home, I'm just like, I haven't done that in 30 years. I mean, that's how long it's been since I've been out of high school. It's 30 years. So that was the last time.
That you met with somebody and fucked in a car?
That I went on a dirt road and fucked in a car.
Wrong.
Really?
We went to Iowa the one time, and you got really hammered.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think, since we drove at night, we didn't think any neighbors were around. They lived out in the middle of nowhere, and we did fuck using the front seat of a car.
That's right, we did. But we didn't drive special somewhere on the dirt road to do it.
No.
But yes, you're right. So, it has been sooner than that I fucked in a car. But you had to go on a dirt road. So this was way more high school. I mean, I didn't have to, like, I didn't have a curfew, but still, it's still kind of that. Well, I didn't think so. You didn't give me a curfew. I don't know. So it was still, but I can tell you this. I still got carpet burns on my knees. So there you go. But, you know, it's funny because when you're in high school and you fuck in a car, crawling in and out of the car and whatever and adjusting accordingly is not as big a deal. But when you're almost 49 years old and you're doing that, well, like all of a sudden, like it hurts your, when you get out, you're like kind of stumbling because like your fucking legs asleep and shit and your hip pops all fucking weird and shit. But, you know, it's still a good time. A good time was had by all. So there you go. So I'm hoping to make that some sort of a ritual thing. What are you doing? Well, what time is it? Well, I'll be damned. And the funny thing is, and one thing that was so, like, really, really high school, which is really funny, was that we had the AC on in the car, which is nice because it had a rear vent. So it was, like, cool. So it was, like, you know, so nobody wants to get too hot on the set type thing. But we also had the back windows down. So this way you learn, because in high school you don't roll the windows down and everything fogs up. That looks guilty, but, you know. We're older and wiser now, so we have the windows down.
Learning from experience.
So she was on top, and all of a sudden she just stops. And I'm like, what? And neither one was sitting there. And she goes, did you hear that? And we're both sitting there because we both thought somebody was walking up to the car. So we had to stop and like look out the windows. Like, oh, no, okay, we're clear. Get out of the car, long hair. So
okay, so what would have happened if somebody would have walked up to the car?
Well, if it was a cop, what would have happened was we probably would have both got a ticket for indecent exposure. Actually, probably because we're older, the cop would have been like, all right, kids. Oh, you guys are not kids. We probably would have got come on, you know.
You know better.
You know better. Go on home, you know, type thing. Most likely. But we could have got a ticket. We could have got a ticket. If it was like
we're
a zombie, then it would have been.
We had to go somewhere.
Our significant others both know it's okay. We just didn't want to wake him up. If it had been a zombie, then we'd have been in a movie, and then who knows where it would have went from there.
There you go.
It's just one of those things, you know. But we were close enough to the city lights that it wasn't like, you know, spooky weird, but, you know, anything. It's probably just a coyote running past us. Yeah, but just like a couple high school kids, like, stop. You know, at that point in time, we shouldn't have stopped, really. Because if a cop was going to walk up, it wasn't like if they'd have looked in the window by us not moving that no one would have known what the hell we were doing. You know,
just let us finish. You can watch.
Yeah, no shit. Here, take my phone and take some pictures. Get a better angle. Anyways, yeah, so, I don't know.
You want evidence? Okay.
No shit. No shit. So, FYI, if you have a car with third row seats, make sure you put in holders so you can hold your phone and you can record video. Because we laughed about that if we'd had, you could have recorded video. Just saying. You know,
gotta prop one up because they have like the little coat hook.
We weren't really thinking at that point in time. Like, we got out to the spot and then it was like, It was really funny. Well, it was like high school because at that point in time we pulled in and then we just like, started making out. And we're like, "Well, fuck, let's get in the back seat," which is funny because then old school get in the back seat. So she's putting the seats down, and it has a hatchback. So we both get in, and I'm trying to reach to shut the door down because the light stays on. Otherwise, I'm trying to reach to shut the door down and couldn't. So I had to get out, shut the back door, and then crawl in through the. Through the side door.
That had to have been hilarious. Oh. Did you have pants on when you were climbing?
Yeah, I did.
You never told me how you got the pants off.
I didn't take them all off. Because I had my work boots on. No.
That's a lazy fuck.
Why? I didn't need them off all the way. I didn't need them off. I just put them down around my ankle. I mean, if I'd had to run somewhere, I'd have been fucked. But again, we wouldn't have to run. It's not like if the cops were, I wouldn't be like, run! It's like, you know, just give us a ticket and move on. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Well, because when I started pulling my pants up, I was like, fuck, why isn't he going up right? Oh, yeah, my underwear's stuck in all that mess. So I was like, yeah, got it. She had to go to the store afterwards. She had a wet spot in front of her shorts. So, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, there you go. Yeah,
Don't spit.
I didn't spit. Anyways, so there you go. So that was a good time. A good time was had by all. Just saying. So, and just if you know, if you call
it
me.
It's like your 30-year class reunion this year, so you had to relive.
I was breaking it. I just need a Letterman's jacket and a curfew, and we're set. Okay, so, yeah, so just know if at midnight, if you're horny and you live around here, this is like the A-team thing. If you're in trouble and you can find them, you too can have the A-team. Yeah, if you're horny and you can get a hold of me and we're close, hit me up. I'll go fuck you in a parking lot. I'm game. I'm down with that.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, yeah. So, there you go. There's our wild, like, Casbatone sex stories on the fucking...
No, it's because it's funny.
And what? It's
two grown-ass adults where your significant others know and you go park in a fucking car.
Yeah, I know.
Park a car. Well, you parked it, but you fucked in it.
It is kind
of
fun.
Both of you could have gone and got a hotel.
But yeah, but it's hotter. But there's a part of it that's like, I get the whole dogging thing now because
I love public sex.
Well, when you're in high school, it's hot because you're just happy to get sex.
Right.
Right. But there's something about being older and doing it, and it's like, yeah, it's like everything else. It ups the experience. Because yes, you fuck at work. Mm-hmm. It's hot. You know, it's something, it's a different thing, whatever. So it's just one of those things that it's, I don't know. You do it and you just go, okay, that rocks. So, you know, is it something I'm going to do all the time to see if I can eventually get tickets? No. and like I said, I still carpet burned and stuff, but it was just kind of, you know, it was so different and unique. So something fun to do. It is what it is. So. I don't know. Anywho, yeah. All right, so welcome to my world. So, all right, so let's. I want to talk about last night a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, it was not planned that I was going to go to the club by myself.
No.
Okay. So, here is what's here is, I have never been in the lifestyle as a single male, right? We've always been as a couple, mm-hmm. whatever. And we have went...
Better not ever.
Well, yeah, no, shit, surprise. And because I'd have been cheating because we were married that whole time. So, but we usually go to events together or before, years ago when we first got in the lifestyle, we didn't play separately.
Right.
So if you were gone or whatever, then I didn't go to events or go to things because I didn't want, you know, that was not where we were at in our journey. And so
right.
not put yourself in that situation. So last night you weren't feeling well and I go ahead and go out to Forbidden. And here, okay. So the dynamics are kind of unique with the whole thing because, a lot of the people that have known us for a long, long time, a lot of them weren't there last night. There was a lot of newer people there okay. at the club last night. And some people that are newer to... We've met a couple of times. You know, we've been there a couple of times. And so mm-hmm. they know us. But we don't have that same relationship yet that we have with people that we've known for 10 years in the lifestyle. So... And there was a couple that we've known for probably 4 or 5 years. Okay, so the reason why I point that out
probably
is
probably longer than that.
Yeah, some, but I mean,
because it was fairly new when we started,
right? But the thing that I point that out because so then the dynamics were different in terms of it's not like I walked in and everybody there knew me, or mm-hmm. or you know, or knew me well, or knows us well for that matter. Mm-hmm. So you know. It's I'm not a new guy, but new-ish, right? So, and when I was pulling up in parking, I'm like, it dawned on me. It's like, this is going to be kind of interesting because my demeanor changed also getting ready to go in because the reality is everybody goes, well, you're never nervous. Well, yes, I am. I have just as much social anxiety as anybody else does mm-hmm. going into a situation. And so... We have spent the last 10 years, we play off each other when we go places. So, you know, if I walk in, I didn't know who I was going to be. If I walk in and it's all these people I know, I'm completely in my element. Boom. Instant relaxation. If I walk in and it's not everybody that I know or that I'm super comfortable with, now I'm not in my element. Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is that I'm a control freak. Shut up. I'm a control freak. And I when I don't have the control, I don't function as well. I get quiet. That's kind of like my defense mechanism. I get really quiet when I don't, you know, whatever. So
you feel vulnerable.
I feel vulnerable. Yeah, I feel vulnerable, and I you know, and all those things.
So you put a guard up.
And the other thing is, when we go in, so one of the really cool things with Forbidden is there's all age ranges of folks there. But when I first went, most of the people were the groups that were younger than us, right? So we know that if you know me really well, you know that can intimidate me mm-hmm. a little bit. That makes that doesn't intimidate. It does intimidate. I don't know if it intimidates me or if it just like it's a mind fuck mm-hmm. to myself. So last night I got to go in and I got to kind of experience what it's like in a really safe, bubbly sort of way being a single male, because everybody that has met us knows that I'm part of a couple. They know you, whatever, but there were some new couples there that never met us before that didn't know who I was right. or know that we're part of a couple. And it was bizarre how that altered the experience, and not necessarily in a bad way. I think it was a great eye opener for me. Okay, so probably the biggest thing is how much quieter I was. One, because it was just me, my normal reaction in a situation like that is you know, have a couple cocktails and then fucking I'm losing
right
up.
Right.
But I couldn't do that.
You could have initially.
I could have. And one of our friends that was there from the very beginning, he was like, I know you're being responsible, but here, have a shot, you know. So, I mean, and but still, that like I couldn't go to that like defense mechanism. And it's really funny because, you know, I was talking with a couple people and then they're talking with other couples. And all of a sudden, I realized how not by any fault of anybody there, but how myself, I felt like a fifth wheel, you know? Mm-hmm. And how you're like, you just, all of a sudden you don't feel like you have anything to add to the conversation, because it's like at one point in time, there's a couple that we know, they were talking to a new couple, and the new couple, and it was funny because, you know, I'm listening, I'm kind of chuckling because you could tell they were new by the questions they were asking, you know, the typical new person questions, but they're asking couple questions, couple to couple. And I'm standing there and it's like, I'm going, I don't want to fucking kill anybody's groove. You know, I don't want to be the cock block, but the new couple, they're not even paying me any of mine because they're not interested in a single male. You know, they didn't know who I was. Which is not if they would have, it would have mattered, but they had no past history with me. So they're not interested in a single male. So they're almost actually just ignoring me and talking with the other couple.
Yeah.
100% justifiably so. But for me, that's a weird place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, okay. So they've got a really big TV. Like, they have several TVs. They have a really big TV. And I found myself, and I'm turning around. I mean, there's people being naked and running around, whatever. I find myself, I'm watching a basketball game on TV. Like just like, I mean.
Seriously.
Because my own confidence, all of a sudden, I felt overwhelming a little bit. Robert puts, it can definitely be overwhelming as a single sometimes, but it's also just, as anything in lifestyle, is give respect to get respect. And he's exactly right. And that's just it. You have to, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And I had to, for the first time in a long time, I had to remember that concept myself. I had to remind myself going, dude, if you put baby in a corner, then you're going to be in the corner. Stop that. That's not who you are. So, I finally fucking found my one nut, you know, which is so stupid because another gal that was there, I had put some really cool pictures on our page, earlier in the day. And we've met her a couple of times and whatever. And they were busy when I first walked in. And so they don't know us really well. I mean, they know us. We're getting to know them, but they don't know us really well. So it's not like, and this is going to sound horrible. It's not meant to be. But we're used to walking in places and it's like cheers, you know, Norm, you know, type thing. Well, those people that all know us, most of them, none of them were there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that reaction was like, everyone's like, hey, but it wasn't the same type of thing. So, but they know me. I'm like, oh my God, fucking quit being a puss and go, you know how to have a conversation, dumbass. Go say something.
But usually when you get nervous, don't you turn into like a clown?
I do. And you know what's really funny about that is that no courage to do that. I'd like to say that I was just tired or whatever. No, I what kicked in my mind was, and maybe this would happen more often than people, we wouldn't have so much hate mail, but is that if I went to that place, that I would look like this fucking pathetic attention whore. And it's like, well,
you are an attention whore.
Well, I am attention, but when it's
just you,
when it's just me,
I can't go. Stop it.
Right. Like my shit's only funny because, Abbott and Costello, you had to have fucking, you know, you had to have somebody playing the straight guy and that, you know, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And that's your role. And it's very natural for you to do that. Or I can crack jokes, you know, knowing that you're somebody where close by and I can crack a joke about, you know, a leprechaun joke or some smart ass thing like that. Cause people are like, ooh, oh my God, she's going to hear, you know, and all of a sudden it's like half my material is gone. And all of a sudden it's like, I'm trying to do this routine on my own. But all of a sudden I'm like, here's the other part of it. The crowd was predominantly younger. Okay. Younger than me. I'm going to say, I think most of them are 30s. Probably mid 30s, you know, And I'll get to some of the other people in a bit, but the bulk of the crowd is in their 30s. And it's really funny because all of a sudden, I felt old. Not because of a single thing they did. Okay, I cannot stress it enough. It was not anything that the crowd did, that the other people there did. And this just shows you, this was all in my own head. In my own head, instantly,
You felt out of place.
I felt out of place. I felt old. And here's what's really funny. Anytime somebody from the group that kind of came in or whatever stopped and said, hey, how's it going? Hey, great to see you. The people were wonderful. It was not, and I can't stress enough, it was, and of course, the owner's like, Cole, what's up? You know, and they asked me about you not being there and me being no adult supervision. But, you know, the people were great, but it was all up here in my fucking head. Enough so that one point in time, I had to go take a pee, you know, and I'm kind of nursing my drinks and whatever. And I went and took a pee, and I'm standing there, and I'm watching, and I'm looking in the mirror, and it's just like, man, I could count the rings, the crow's feet. I mean, and so I got there about 9:30, right? So this is like 10:30, 10:45. And how much I was in my own head, I seriously contemplated bailing. I wow. seriously kind of, now a couple other side notes here, and this is some other things that's really funny. When we first started Casbah, of course, I call this my Halloween costume, right? You know, the suit coat, the shades, the nails, the rings, the whole nine yards. So we had done a wedding. So, you know, I changed in a different shirt, whatever, but I didn't have shades because I feel really comfortable at Forbidden. That's one of the things I love about going there is I feel very comfortable. So I'm able to not have my Halloween costume, so to speak. So, but I didn't have my nails painted from the wedding. I didn't have any shades. I didn't have my suit coat. I didn't have, and it hit me how much at different times through the years, what a fucking major safety blanket the whole look is. Mm-hmm. Like, not just a little bit, a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I was sitting there going, all of a sudden I was like, God, I wish I had my suit coat on. I have not wanted to start smoking again as I did that night. Enough so, at one point in time, I'm on the phone with another buddy of mine sitting out in the lobby talking on the phone. He's like, what are you doing? I'm at a fucking badass sex club in Omaha. Why are you talking to me on the phone right now? You could have called me later. You didn't have to answer. I'm like, oh, no big deal. Because I actually got enough social anxiety, I had to leave the room. I had to leave the room. It was so funny. So as we get going along, some other friends of ours that have been there for years and years, and you've been friends of ours for years. I mean, how good of friends are they? They came to my dad's funeral. Okay. So, I mean, friends were there. And you know what was really funny? And this is fucking sad and pathetic as fuck. Seriously. I became like clutchy. I mean, They were standing there talking to me, and they were talking to other people too, but like, I didn't venture away.
Yeah,
I did not venture away. There was an older couple, because then some other older couples came in, okay, and there was a whole bunch, lots of other new couples that were there for the first time. And usually, I'm one that likes to go out and meet and talk with people and say hi. No way. There was no way. And what was funny was one of the couples were looking, and I have a feeling they recognized me, you know, or might have recognized, because I think they're on the page. Somebody said they're on the page, so they probably recognized this and whatever. But the courage to go talk to them wasn't there.
What?
The drive to go talk to them. And there were other couples. There was another couple that I was getting a pop, and when I went by them, there was like a... they weren't ignoring, but there was a block. You could tell they had no desire. They didn't know who I was, Brock on, and not saying that most people should or anything else, but they saw me as a single male. So when I was coming to get pop machine, you could see that he, like, he did what I would have done to you, not an aggressive or mean, but like a protective, you know, like I'm with her type thing. And they're like, hi, you know, and then shoot away. There was no, it was eye opening as fuck. So, okay. So Robert talks about, okay, so this exact topic reverse with being new into a relationship by a few months, does it make you get in your own head on feelings? Is it wrong to be there without your significant other? And dude, we're going to hit on that. Cause that's a great point right there. So,
well, Shannon mentioned earlier saying that he's learned that the more you go someplace by yourself, the more confident you feel.
And I'm sure he's right, but I don't ever see it with me. I honestly, like, it was, and again, some of the groups went and fucked, and then when they came out, we're all talking, and everybody was. There was no, like, it wasn't that I was being ignored or anything like that, but I'm not an aggressor. I'm usually
assertive.
I have no problem. I'm usually cracking jokes. I'm usually real outgoing, but like if you've hung out with us any length of time, you know that at the beginning of a night, I'm usually really outgoing. And then as the night goes through, you know, then by my own fucking desire, kind of fade back. I had to have my own, to feel vulnerable. I haven't felt vulnerable at a swinger event in years, and I felt vulnerable.
Well, we were talking earlier, when we first got into the lifestyle and we went to this one camp out-ish thing. We didn't stay the night, but whatever. And there was one guy, and they were talking about, you know, where's your wife? And, you know, she was out of the country. And, and you know, oh, does she know you're here? She let you come. And they're just joking around with him. And we're like, he's married?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you sure that she'd allowed him?
This
is
before
here,
we had a clue, you know, what the fuck we were doing.
Now we know both of them. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see them really saying and joking around about it. But we're just like,
we were like, nope, yep, nope.
It took me several times meeting him before I would hook up with him. But
yeah, well, yeah, you met her before you hooked up with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird place to be. A, it reminded me, yes, you get out of it what you put into it. That's number one. Number two, this is the very reason why we don't charge extra for single males at events. Because, like, if you're a douchebag, we'll find you and suit you, weed you out. No worries. But, oh my God, to be a single male or a single female at an event,
you'd have to work pretty hard. You know, the last time we were at Forbidden is when there was a couple of single males that were talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And I have no problem carrying on conversations with single men. I'm not going to rule you out. But we also play separate. So it can be a thing of, do you care? Nope, I don't care. Okay, rock on. You want to go back there? Okay, let's go.
Well, but I got to tell you, I thought about that last night.
Did you?
I thought about that because obviously we do play alone. We are a free range relationship. I don't need your fucking permission. You don't need my permission. We do what we want to do. Oh, by the way, I got late. By the way, you got late. I woke you up the other night so you wouldn't wake up and think like something happened with my mom or something, you know, not to get permission to have sex. Our relationship is different than that. So I didn't need permission. There was no hesitation of that. But to have, I found, because my thought was, well, if something happens, rock on. And the realization was there was no way on God's green earth I was going to get laid last night, because if I was a chick, I wouldn't have fucked me. I wouldn't
Why?
Have because
Why?
Because I look like a fucking 12-year-old at a dance standing off in the corner. Okay, if there were any gals there that had any interest in me based on how they know me or have seen me or met me in the past, I
you
had to look like a totally different person.
You know, you could have, like, totally let loose, and the friends of ours would have taken you to their house and let you sleep it off and then taken you to get your
car. I know, but the thing is it that would not have been,
so
that would
need,
not have been
do you
probably
think
good.
Liquid courage would have helped you at all?
No, because you, no.
You would have turned more into a clown.
I would have turned into normal me, but no, because I think that I would have, I was, it didn't take long for me to get so inside my brain. I'm telling you, people in the lifestyle, it is what it is. When you get inside your own brain, 99% of issues that we have in this lifestyle is because we create shit in our own fucking melons, in our own heads. And once you get in your own brain, it is fucking hard to get out of it. And I think that if I would have just fucking like went, all right, fuck it, here we go. I think our friends would take me home and I would end up fucking them. And they'd be like, all right, whatever, rock on. But right. I think that I would have actually, I think I would have either been really drunk and quiet because I still wouldn't have the courage, or I would have been like, or over the top, or I just would have fucking like, I would have drank to like, not to have fun, but drink to just slobber on myself to the point of no stopping. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just that. I all of a sudden, for the first time in a long time, I was out of my element. And I got to tell you what, I think it was a fucking awesome thing to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it was such an awesome thing to happen to me, we forget when it's when you have been in the lifestyle a while, right? The number one thing that happens, you forget what it feels like to be new.
Yeah.
So anytime you can have experience to remember what it's to be new, that's awesome because it will make you more empathetic to the new people that are coming in. You'll
reach out.
Right? Because you forget about it. Well, last night gave me the experience of what it feels like to be a single male and to go, okay, so keeping that in mind, so the next time you're at an event or one of your event and you see a single guy and he looks kind of lost and he looks kind of whatever, to fucking make the point to walk up and at least say hi. You don't have to go now, go fuck this person or anything else, but at least say hi. Because, again, it's what they're doing in their own brain that's the problem. Okay, so I'm going to stress this again because we know we have haters that listen to our show that'll try to change this around. The people were awesome last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the owners, it was just like every other time we're there. You know, exactly the same. The people that know or getting to know us, super cool. Same. It's not the people. It was all 100% in my brain. It was 100%. And
so you're saying you need me?
Yeah. Well. or a sidekick of some variety. So
just no, a sidekick.
No, I do need. Here's what's so fucked up about this.
So does that mean I can be Catwoman?
What? Yes, you're whatever. I don't know what the hell just happened. Yes. Here's what's so fucked up about this. It's not like when we go places that when we first got in the lifestyle, we were attached to the hip.
Yes, we were.
Now, this is what's so fucking funny about it. That's not how we are when we go places. It's not like you're attached to my hip. We go, but there is.
Actually, last week, that's when they did the BDSM thing, right?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
We weren't even around each other hardly.
No. I come with them, like, my wife is somewhere. I didn't even know where you're at. And That's what's so. When we go to KSN this weekend, when we do KSN this weekend, when that's for the crude comment. I want to make sure people catch that. So when we go to KSN this weekend, there's going to be a shit ton of time where we will not be around each other because we'll be doing separate things, keeping stuff moving and whatever. That's normal. That's totally regular in our world. That's what is so funny. Is that what this tells you is, when did the mind fuck start? The mind fuck started before I ever got there. I didn't know it. I didn't realize it. But it had to have already been scratching at my brain. Because it's once we got there, then, you know, Maverick needed Goose too. Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, once it got there, just not having the safety blanket. And just, I think that it dawned on me when I was getting close, when I was going down the road, pulling, you know, going, driving down the road to get to it, when I was in town, when I was in Omaha, it was dawning on me that I was going in as a single guy, or as I was going in as just a guy, myself. It, that reality, like, kicked in. And at first, like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then it's like, well, that's going to be different. I've never done that before. I wonder how that's going to be received. So by the time I got there, guess what? I wonder if my dick's going to work. Ah, my dick's not working, you know. So the mind fuck had already begun. And then you're just sitting there just going, oh, fuck.
And I even made the comment before you left, do you want to go by yourself?
Yeah. But...
But I didn't want you to stay home because I didn't feel good.
The thing is I wish you could have went, but by the same token, I think it was good that I went by myself because that's going to happen. I mean, look, just on the basis of what we do and the other parts that we do, there's going to be events that you're not going to be able to attend or whatever, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. It was just 10 years in, still learning.
Mm-hmm.
10 years in, not everything you learn in the lifestyle is about sex.
No.
Because a huge part of the lifestyle is about confidence.
Mm-hmm. Finding your confidence.
Finding your confidence. Finding who you are. All that shit. You know what? Okay, so there's people playing, right? And this is, you guys, this is funny as shit. So they're all younger. They're all in their 30s, right? And at one point in time, so they're all in a room, whatever. And of course, they're coming in and out, and they're naked and whatever way they go. Yeah, yeah, whatever. You're like, okay, there's naked people. But one of the guys came out to get a pop, you know, get water, whatever. Like, naked going in, and of course, I'm talking to. By the time our friend's been there, I'm talking to her, and of course, she got butterflied because a dude's walking by with fucking 30 something with a boner, you know. And it was so funny because in my brain, it's just like, again, I swear to God, at that moment in time, I felt a couple of my hairs turn gray. The only person that did that was me, but I could seriously, it was like, you know, oh, look, there's another crow's foot. Boing! You know, seriously. And you just go, oh. The biggest thing I'm proud of with the whole fucking thing is that I didn't bail at 10:30 when I wanted. I fought that urge because it was like the other thing that hit me then was like, I need to see how this ends. Like, I had to figure out how I was going to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I didn't, you know, it was like, do you really want to walk in here? You've been here an hour. Because then people are going to like, what, why, what, you know, is something wrong? No, I'm just fucking doing a mind fuck on myself. Don't mind me. I'm just having a breakdown. We're all good. You know,
Don't you think it happens to everybody, though?
Okay. Think about that statement for just a second. We're talking about me. What are my expectations compared to, yes, do I think it happens to everybody?
No, I think everybody can get a mind fuck. And a lot of people do. And that's even as couples, because I remember sitting out in the car waiting to go into our first party, and we're like, well, we can't just turn around and go home.
Yeah.
We drove around the block, debated it.
Smoked cigarettes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it isn't just you, and it's not just being single.
No, but it we were new then.
Doesn't matter.
Well, no, I know it doesn't matter, but that hits you, that realization of, I've been doing this for 10 fucking years. Oh my God, get your shit together. That went, look, the conversations going on in my brain throughout the night were fucking awesome. I wish I could have taped them. because seriously, at some point in time, at one point I'm like, I was standing there at one point in time, and a couple of the girls were standing there talking, right? And scantily dressed and whatever. And they said something, I don't remember what it was, doesn't matter, somewhere that I would normally have, like, totally just cracked a joke. Just whether I was part of the conversation or I would have heard it, turn around and totally cracked a joke, you know, something like that. And I turned around and I was like, and I didn't. I didn't. And I was like, Because I'm like, the thought went, you're not a part of that conversation. Just shut up. And I'm like, and in my brain's going, what the fuck are you doing? I'm in an argument in my own head. Hopefully I wasn't like mouthing words to be like, hey, that guy's lost his mind. But seriously, because I pulled it. Okay. So there was earlier a Top Gun reference about Maverick needing goose. Okay. Like the next time he flies and he's in the combat situation, all of a sudden he starts to lock up and freeze up and they're trying to talk to him. That was me. All of a sudden, I was like, kind of freezing. I was like, Maverick, are you there, Maverick?
I'm
like,
but I really can't be your security blanket, because even if I were there, I'd still be talking to the other couple while you inappropriately went and interrupted those two talking to make your inappropriate comments.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't have even been involved in it or even known what you said.
No, it was just that much of a mind fuck. Okay, so at one point in time, one gal is a real, she's just a tiny, tiny little thing, right? Yeah. And so they were lifting her up. And the joke was how they're all lifting her up and, you know, obviously. Normally that would have been something that I would have either cracked a joke, right? Because that'd be me. I either would have tried it, I probably wouldn't have tried it, but I would have cracked a joke. And I was kind of somewhat close and I was watching and everybody's laughing. I step back over by the people that we've known for a long time, and I turn to them and I crack the joke. I'm like, I totally would do that, but with Mylick, I'd be the one to drop her, and I, you know, then they'd be like, Cole, you're never allowed back here again. So the exact joke that I would have 99.9999% of the time, I would have just cracked right on the spot. I went, step back away, and like
hid behind,
whispered to a friend. Versus, you know, yeah. Yeah, and again, my brain's going, "What are you doing?" You know, but I mean that's it was so funny, and it just
that sad.
No, I don't. What it is that okay? You can never bail. Yeah, you got to see it through, like Mission Impossible. Yeah, exactly. That's the truth. I'm glad I didn't bail. I'm glad I went through it. I'm glad I experienced it, because it this type of shit. We are about to have an event where there's all kinds of people with. That we have people coming to this event that are 10 plus years lifestyle experience to brand new experience, right? Mm-hmm. And nerves. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say there's times, you know, I get it, but there's times, you know, people that are 8, 9, 10 years in lifestyle and they're like nervous about the event. Why are you nervous? You've been, we've been in lifestyle. We've known each other for years.
It's something different.
You know what? After last night, I understand it firsthand.
Getting out of your comfort zone.
Because I should not have been. When have you ever known me in 29 years being around people to be out of my comfort zone? Seriously.
There's been a couple, but it's just been.
It's been pretty damn mild, and nothing a cocktail or two can't solve.
Very true.
And
just need some liquid courage.
And last night it couldn't. And so, yeah, I mean, again, I think if nothing else, you know. Like 10 people will listen to this show afterwards, because it won't have like I'm going to name this show like Anal Threesomes, because then a whole bunch of people will listen to it. But but you know, once they realize it's not about anal threesomes, they'll shut it off. But the thing is that I wanted to do this because people look at people that know me or know us or have seen us through the years go, well. You know, you're lucky. You don't get social anxiety. You don't have that happen to you.
Oh, yeah, he
okay, does. Well, here, I'm being about as fucking honest as you can get. I mean,
everybody has it. Everybody has
something. It's hard to admit it. For me, it's hard to admit it.
Yeah.
It was easier to talk about losing a nut than having mm-hmm. to admit that.
But it also doesn't help if it's an unfamiliar place. I make you walk in first.
Which is... I just waterboarded myself. Oh my god! But the funny thing with that is, that's all the more reason why it should not have fazed me. Because see, that's the other part of this whole thing, and this is what happens when your dick doesn't work and you mind fuck yourself on shit. Is that you go, this shouldn't happen to me. This never happens to me. I can handle this. This won't happen to me. And it's the same thing whether it's your dick. Or outgoing. You know what? Yes, it can happen to you. Yes, even you. It's the gymnast. It's I was thinking of her name, Biles. Simone. All of a sudden, in midair, her body can't remember how to do it. You know what? It can happen to anybody. And this is the same thing that's, I'm not a gymnast at all, but I'm a social butterfly and social outgoing. But
you're
know
not
what?
A gymnast?
No. But I can tell you that last night, all the years of doing weddings, all the years of public speaking, all the years of sales, all of that, last night meant nothing. Went directly out the door. And the thing is somebody put, don't worry, KSN is your element. You'll be better than. Part of the reason why I decided to talk about it tonight was because, you know what? Yeah, okay, that is my world.
It's a little bit different when it's your event too.
It,
when it's your event, everybody is coming looking for you. It's not like you have to go and make
contact,
right? So to speak.
And again, it's not the club. This is where you know.
No, it's not the club.
This wouldn't have mattered. Insert any club name here. Mm-hmm. It could have been a club in Kansas City or Dallas. Or, it wouldn't have mattered. Any event I would have went into last night in that situation, that was going to happen, and it just.
It'd be me just walking into a normal bar.
It's the reality of it, but again, I think it's a hell of a good thing. It just was. It was brutal, and I am going to name this episode. Anal sex threesome. Totally this way. We're gonna have the best listener numbers ever. It's gonna be awesome.
You're actually out of time.
Yeah. Fuck, I am. We didn't do midway point.
No, we didn't.
Fucking A, son of a bitch. All right, well, there you go. Something to laugh about. Beginning of the week, I can fuck in a parking lot. The end of the week, I can't talk to people in a sex club. There you go, kids. Welcome to my world. Now, that's crazy, kids. Just saying. Anyways, big shout out again to our paid sponsors, Smokin' Meats Barbecue Treats. Again, Deb, go visit them today. SmokinMeatsBarbecueTreats.com. Pineapple Paradise, Lemon Pepper, Orange Mango, Habanero, and SBG. It's fucking awesome. They're going to be at Crazy Summer Nights. You want to get yours there. Go visit our good friends. They are very cool, and they're awesome, and I hope we love them dearly. Forbidden Omaha, Forbidden-Omaha.com. And remember, 3 million swingers can't be wrong. They might be, but fuck it. There's more of them than us. So ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Check them out. You can send us emails at crazy.casba@gmail.com. You can also take and follow us on Twitter at TruthCrazy. You can follow us on Instagram. There's something. I don't know what it is. As well as visit our own website. And
Crazy.casba is what it is.
Okay, and then you can go to our own website at crazycasba.com. You can listen to our show on Full Swap Radio every Monday at both 5 p.m. and, again, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, Full Swap Radio. And you can buy our merch. Why not? What the hell? Might as well. Need to wear a shirt anyway. Some of the time, buy our shit. FullSwapShop.com. With that being said, so here's the deal. We're taking over the campground. We're going to be naked. We're going to be dressed. We're going to fucking run amok this weekend. We're going to be, we had posting more shit about it. So if you, the only way you can still camp with us is if you want to do roughing it camping, just that no power,
primitive
camping. But otherwise, I'm telling you what, get ready, kids. Hydrate. It's going to be hot. It's going to be warm. It's going to be a lot of liquor. So hydrate properly.
We'll have an itinerary.
Coming out. Don't forget a dish to share with everybody for Saturday night. But get ready. It's on like Donkey Kong. Amanda will be naked. I will not. Until then, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever will. Casba style, out.